I'm NASCAR Steve, and it's time for the Fast Lane. In the headlines this week, NASCAR announced if approved by local authorities, Auto Club Speedway will be reconfigured from a 2-mile track to a half mile that's being called Martinsville on steroids. Basically the shape of Martinsville, but with banking. If they approve it, construction will begin right after next year's race, and the new track will be ready by 2022. I can't wait. Some driver news for you as well. Jimmy Johnson and Chip Ganassi Racing announced this week that Johnson will race all of the street course and road course races in 21 and 22 in the IndyCar Series. No sponsors were included in the announcement. Bubba Wallace announced yesterday that he will not return to the number 43 next year. Rumors have Wallace talking to Chip Ganassi and Hendrick Motorsports. We shall see on this one. And finally, NASCAR indefinitely suspended Mike Wallace for public comments he made this week. Sensitivity training will be his only way to re-enter the sport. It's short track racing this weekend at one of my favorite tracks, Richmond Raceway. 3/4 mile, 14 degrees of banking, and it's fast. The trucks race last night. I'll have results on Monday for you from that race. The Xfinity teams kick off a doubleheader weekend tonight. Brett Moffitt and Bailey Curry from the Truck Series and Kyle Busch from the Cup Series will run in this one. Ross Chastain has the pole for the race. Catch the Go Bowling 250 at 6:30 tonight on NBCSN. The race again on Saturday afternoon. The starting lineup will be set by Friday's finish. Moffitt, Curry, and Timmy Hill from the trucks will be guest driving in this one. The Virginia is for Race Lovers 250 coverage begins at 2 p.m. on NBCSN. The Cup teams roll into Richmond for race number 2 in the round of 16. Eric Amarola is currently tied with Clint Bowyer for the 12th spot. Cole Custer is 3 points behind the cut, and Ryan Blaney and Matt DiBenedetto are both 17 points back. As for the records here at Richmond, Kyle Busch leads the way with 6 wins and 18 top 5s. Johnson, Harvick, and Hamlin have 3 each. Truex Jr. swept both races last year, and Bowyer, Kurt Busch, and Joey Logano each have 2. Kyle Busch leads the driver ratings for the last 5 here, followed by Harvick, Hamlin, Brad Kay, and Kurt Busch. Chevy leads with 38 wins, and Joe Gibbs Racing tops the team stats with 16. Kevin Harvick has the pole for the race. Logano, Austin Dillon, Bowyer, and Byron start top 5. Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Kurt Busch, Brad Keselowski, and Eric Amarola round your top 10 starters, and you can catch full coverage of the Federated Auto Parts 400, 7 p.m. Saturday night on NBCSN. I'm NASCAR Steve, and that's your Fastlane for Friday, September 11th. Brought to you by Meekhoff Tire and Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal Tires at the best prices.